The World Week in Stockholm is a conference, and we like to call it a platform really for stakeholders that are interested in water and development to come together and really exchange experiences, showcase new innovations. So we usually don't have any declarations, as you can sometimes see in informal other conferences. This year was different because this year with the climate negotiations in Copenhagen, COP15 in December, we felt as a water professionals that we needed to send a clear message to those negotiations in order to make sure that water is considered when it comes to the climate change adaptation and mitigations.
So when you say water is considered during those negotiations, how exactly should it be considered?
The negotiators have said for a long time now that they don't want to include sector approaches. So they don't want to have different sectors represented in the negotiations or within the framework of the statements that come out of it. What we feel is that water cannot be considered as a sector as such. Water is needed in all sectors, in all parts of society in order for us to survive. I mean, it's vital for human health and survival. It's vital for production when it comes to industries. It's vital for agriculture. It's vital for the cities. So we really want to see that water, especially as we can see the climate change, hits us really hardest through water. You know, we've seen these dreadful floodings in Asia, for example. I mean, that's a consequence of climate change, but it really hits us through water, which means that we need to consider on how we're going to manage our water in order to combat these drastic changes that we're seeing right now.
Describe some of the other drastic changes that you're seeing in terms of climate change and water.
I mean, you either get more water or you get less water. So the dry areas will, of course, be drier, which means that we have to look at the agriculture sector, for example, who is actually the user of 70% of our fresh water. Usually when we talk water, you think about drinking water or the water that you use at a household level, but that's really only 10% of the water that we use in the world. 70% of the fresh water available is used by agriculture, which means that if in certain areas it becomes drier, of course we have to use more water to irrigate crops. So we have to be much, much more careful on the way that we use and the way that we spend our water. Should we, I mean, really think about the crops that we cultivate in certain very dry areas? Are they really appropriate? So it's a change of mindset that we need to really take into consideration as institutions, as governments, but also as individuals.
So is this a vanishing resource? You had mentioned some areas will continue to have less, some have more, but or is it a finite resource faced with the problem of a growing population?
Not a lack of water. Of course, in certain areas there is, but if you look at a global level. But it's really the mismanagement and the misuse of water that is our biggest problem. That's why if we do tighten up the way that we use water, make it more efficient in agriculture, maybe not cultivate the crops that we do in certain areas, make sure that the leakages are dealt with also when it comes in agriculture, but also in the big cities, we will not see this crisis. So it's more a matter of management and governance than it is of lack of physical water.